As you are aware, in the last few days, more than 100 people have died in the Mediterranean Sea and trying to reach Italy. First of all, what would be your message to the families that have lost these people, some of them even without knowing that their people are no longer there, their people are dead?
Yeah, really it is shocking. And my first reaction would be to the families. My condolences to all the families affected, and also to all the families who have not heard about it yet and who are eagerly waiting for news about their beloved ones. And I have prayed, and we have prayed even today in our college. And also tomorrow we'll have special mass for all those who have died. We'll have a funeral mass, remembering especially all those who have died recently in this great tragedy which happened at the front of the Lampedusa island.
Yes, most of the people that are coming through Lampedusa are coming in through Libya. And when one looks from what the news that we get here, the nationalities seems to be wide range, but the underlining thing is they are Africans. They are coming here maybe to look for a better future, but also some, when you talk to them, they will tell you the alternatives are not there. So it's a choice between death and death.
It is true.
Would you want to react to the situation in Africa, the governments, the countries where these people are coming from?
Yes, I would repeat the words of the Holy Father, that the whole thing is shameful. The Holy Father has been there, has seen the situation, and he has condemned that such situations exist at the 21st century. It is a shame for the African governments from where these people are coming, because if the situation has been inviting there to stay at home, to work at home, to be employed at home, to feel free and express themselves and see signs of hope, especially for the young ones, they would not have dared to travel, to cross deserts and come to the shores of Libya, pay huge amounts of money to be on unsafe means of transport to cross the sea. And because of that, the shame goes also to some of the African governments which are causing these situations. The other is from this side. From the European side, when these people are coming as refugees, they are not coming here because they want only their own lives or to have special privileges here. They are coming here seeking human rights, seeking justice, and the European Union, knowing it as a defender of human rights, a place where people can bring their injustices to all the governments, I think these people have a right to be heard and to be taken care of and not let to be drowned in the seas unknowingly, and blocking all entrances to have safe places to plead or to explain their situations. It is clear they are not tourists. It is clear they are not rich, but they are human beings. And every human being has his own God-given right to live, exist on this earth. And the Catholic Church has always been on the side of these people, saying every human life is sacred, every human person is sacred. Every human person has great value in front of God, without discrimination of race, religion, or gender. So I would say to all the European countries who say they are standing for human rights, that this is a shame, as the Holy Father has pointed out in his comments, that these things are allowed in the 21st century of Europe.
Would you like also to address yourself to the youths, especially in Africa? Also, what would you say to encourage those who can stay home to stay?
Very much so. As you know, half of Africa is young people. They are youth. And I would like to say to the youth to have hope, hope in God, and hope in themselves, and also hope in the possibilities of changing situations wherever they are. It is easy always to dream about a better life some thousands of kilometers away, seeing all nice pictures on European or American or Asian television. But the reality in Africa is a reality which needs courage to change, not only for ourselves, but also for future generations. If our young people in Africa are running away, who will be the one to change the situation within Africa? It will be only the elderly, and the elderly mothers and fathers are left behind with children. So I would say to the youth, it is possible to change situations within their own countries, within their own villages, within their own towns, if there is solidarity among themselves. And if they work together in solidarity, there will be many young people all over the world who will be with them, who will help them to change the situation from within. And I think this is the basis for the future of Africa.
Thank you very much, Archbishop.
Yeah, thank you very much, Moses.